Dreamscape presents Death in Kew Gardens by Jennifer Ashley. Narrated by Anne-Marie Piazza. Chapter 1. September 1881. The Chinese gentleman ran from between the carriages that packed the length of Mount Street and straight into my path. I had no chance. He emerged so suddenly, and without my seeing him, that I barreled directly into the poor man. My basketful of produce slammed into his narrow belly, knocking him from his feet. He landed on the cobblestones in a tangle of limbs and fabric. I shoved my basket at my assistant Tess and bent over the unfortunate man. "My dear sir, I do beg your pardon. You popped out so quickly." I thrust my hands down to him, intending to help him to his feet. Instead of accepting my assistance, the man cringed from me, his face screwing up in abject fear. "Come now," I said, softening my voice. "You can't stay on the cobbles. They're full of mud and muck." The man hesitated, still afraid. So I firmly took hold of him and hauled him to his feet. He was small-boned and light, easily lifted, but I felt strength under his garments. Once he was standing upright, I saw that he was a few inches taller than I, dressed in a silk robe that fell to his feet, the sleeves so wide his hands would disappear if he folded them together. His round cap had fallen to the ground, revealing a head that was quite bald from forehead to the top of his skull. As though to make up for the lack of hair in front, a thick braid hung down his back to his knees.